It's almost time, dear. May I come in? Are you nervous? Well, stop it. I've reared you since you were little, trained you to anticipate every single one of your lord's needs, and taught you how to slow your heartbeat down to preserve blood. You are always a troublemaker, of course. Admittedly, when he requested you, it took me aback. I dare not protest, however. I've already been punished enough for disobedient students. So do try and behave for him, will you? Dear, the worst that can happen is that he drains you dry, leaves your corpse upon the fields for the crows to peck at, and comes back here for another, bride. Or so he calls you little wretches. Now come. You've said your goodbyes to the others. Grab your things. Let us make for the crossing. I've told you, child. When you see the lily pads come and go, it is the Fae crossing the sacred waters here. They are invisible and want no trouble with us. Now be a good little gosling and still your lips. Vampires, despite their age, tend to be incredibly impatient, prone to seeking instant gratification versus patiently awaiting you to undress or bare your throat. Steel yourself. Avoid his gaze, and be forewarned. You will stand before Lord Riodan, eldest of the Mistborn siblings. Yes. As I said, I am not certain why he picked you out of all of our offerings, either. He is quite a man. Said to be terrible in his justice, and the brother that deals out punishment when others step out of line. As I said, avoid his gaze, lest you wish to be a gutted sheep before a starving wolf.
Greetings, little one. Tis all right. Please, look at me. There you are. Just as lovely as I recalled. I presume all the paperwork has been handled, madam?
Yes, your grace. They are yours.
Very well. Come, little one. Let us go home. You need not look back. She cannot harm you anymore, love. Please, try to leave your former life behind. I expect that your future will be brighter. I can sense you have many questions, little one. Please, ask away. You need not hold back on my account. You wish to know why my siblings and I live across the Vernal Pond, and why all beings that travel across it cannot touch the waters itself. The simple answer is, we do not know. But we are researching to find answers. My siblings and I were born from the mists here. Your madam does not seem to understand that we are not like standard vampires, or vampires at all, if you believe in the literal definition of one. Our sustenance does not come from blood. No, we draw our power from the relationships we hold. My siblings have had many brides over the years, developing bits of their own personality from said relationships and interactions. You may find me a bit milquetoast by comparison. I've kept to myself for many years, being something of a hermit. But when the madam showed you to me, I could sense a spark. You are rebellious, brave. I get a sense of warmth from you as well. I will never harm you, little one. I just ask for your company. But I must warn you of one thing. We siblings get very possessive. Unfortunately, that can lead to, well, a bit of infighting. Despite that, they do love trying to flirt with each other's brides. I do hope you'll forgive me if I break a bone or two when my siblings inevitably try to seduce you. I cannot kill them, but I will not hesitate to kill anything or anyone that raises a hand to you. No, I will never blame you for their advances. And I would give you my permission as the eldest to slap them in the face, should they step too far. And here we are. Welcome to your new home, Castle Mistborn. Yes, we do like to keep close to the water. It birthed us, after all, and has kept us as we wound our way through feral childhood and even more feral adolescence. We had no mother, no father, only each other, and I fear that has made us resent one another in a way. But I shall endeavor to keep our dysfunction from you. I want you to feel comfortable here. Happy. Thank you for understanding, my love. I apologize again if I am rather boring compared to my siblings. I will do my best to be your husband. I hope you will give me that chance, my darling. Thank you. Now come. I've prepared your room for you. I'd like to give you a chance to adjust here before you lie at my side.